Jury deliberations in the Arthur Anderson criminal trial continue today in Houston for a fifth day. The accounting firm is accused of obstruction of justice in the first trial to come out of last year's collapse of energy giant Enron. Jurors met over the weekend without reaching a verdict, but a woman who served as an alternate says she would have voted to acquit Anderson. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
The jury deciding this case is a racially mixed group of 9 men and 3 women. Their names haven't been disclosed. For the past 4 days, the jurors have been deliberating to decide if Arthur Anderson intentionally shredded thousands of documents and wiped out computer records related to its audits of Enron to impede a federal investigation into Enron's controversial financial transactions. Anderson argued throughout the trial that it was cleaning up its files and weeding out unnecessary material according to Anderson's document retention policy. 2 of 4 alternate jurors dismissed after closing arguments have since contacted Anderson's lead defense attorney to talk about the case. Pharmacist Gloria Antia is one of them. She says she would have ruled in Anderson's favor. She didn't believe the government proved its case.
They never showed me what document that Anderson could have destroyed it, that they couldn't get their hands on, that would have helped them get Enron.
Antia says the government's key witness, David Duncan, ended up being a boon for Anderson's defense, even though he pleaded guilty to obstructing justice. Duncan could be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Antia says his testimony made it seem as if his plea had been coerced.
So much fear was put into him for maybe spending time in jail for some accounting that might come up later at Enron, that he probably felt like, I better take this 10 and run.
Antia says the other alternates had mixed opinions. Their reasoning won't make a difference in this trial, but it could indicate why the deliberations continue. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.